This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. One of three people involved in this week's break-in at Southside School's bus shop has been charged in circuit court. Documents say 41-year-old Gregory Scott Bolin is facing theft by receiving charges. Since there have been several burglaries at the school in recent weeks, the Sheriff's Department was performing additional surveillance Tuesday night when Bolin and two others entered the bus shop area using stolen keys to open locks. The court record says Bolin told authorities that Jeremy Fitzgerald asked Bolin to pick him up along with a girlfriend, saying they had a place to go and get some gasoline. When Deputy Jesse Wilson surprised the three, they ran from the bus yard and climbed over a fence. Bolin was caught in the chase, the other two escaping. Police report they have recovered over $2,000 worth of property that had previously been stolen from the school. It was in Bolin's pickup truck. The court information also says Bolin denied any involvement with the other burglaries at the school, saying he bought the stolen property from the female, whose name he said he didn't know. Bolin remains in jail in lieu of a $50,000 bond. Taking you to northwest Arkansas in Benton County, where authorities say a Rogers man has died from burns that he suffered when a meth lab exploded. Officials say 51-year-old Terry Dean Wilkerson died Wednesday after being injured in the September 9th blast. It was at a home in Rogers. The Benton County Sheriff's Office says investigators have determined that the explosion was caused by a meth lab and says Wilkerson suffered burns to more than 90% of his body. Saturday's the day. The day of the 14th annual Depot Days on Front Street in Newport. Organizers say the festival will continue its tradition of featuring the early rock and roll sounds, those sounds that were heard throughout the nightclubs and honky-tonks which lined Highway 67 in the 1950s and 60s. Chairman of Depot Days, Henry Boyce, said this year's festival will again offer genuine rock and roll music spanning over 50 years of American popular culture. Boyce said the festival runs from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. on Saturday with entertainment, including many that are associated with the 50s and 60s era. They can play music from that era. The Dunham Family, J.R. Rogers and the All-Stars, Ace Cannon, the Stunning Cunning Band, Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, and the featured band, the Georgia Satellites, featuring the blazing slide guitar of Rick Richards and the group smash hit, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. There's a lot of activities for the young, horse rides, inflatables, and trackless train rides. A lot of vendors, including Howard's Catfish, Barefoot Bistro, and Big E's Barbecue. There will also be the Lions Club auction. It's loaded with bid items. You can contact the Newport Chamber if you'd like more information. Next week is District Fair Week in North Central Arkansas. It'll be held at the District Fairgrounds in Melbourne. It's a full slate of activities for the public beginning on Tuesday with fast horses, blazing guns, and top cowboys, and continues through Saturday night with a popular truck pull in the motorsports arena. Beauty pageants, rodeos, top-notch entertainment, and more give this year's North Central Arkansas Fair a chance to be one of the best in the state. District Fair President James Mack Street.
Yes, sir. We're really proud of what is going on. You know, Gary, this is first year Independence County has joined our collection of counties. We now have seven counties in the North Central District, and it's really exciting. It's kind of like having the tail of a runaway train, but we've just got a super fair board that has put together an outstanding lineup of events, and the people are responding. Gary, we have over 5,300 entries in our fair this year.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.